Charles, run to the near side. He's got the open field.
It's going
to
be hit and obliterated. Sacked by Tom Mahaly.
What's the throw for Mahaly?
At the 30, at the 20. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Jamal Charles had a phenomenal season. He had one of the best years in NFL and Chiefs history as an all-purpose back. He had 19 touchdowns. That led the National Football League. And Kendall, he accounted for nearly 40% of the entire Chiefs offense. So how did he go to another level?
Mitch, I think when head coach Andy Reid came to town, he recognized in Jamal Charles a running back with true deep threat ability. This, coupled with the running skills he had, allowed offensive coordinator Doug Peterson to get as creative as they liked. Here's an example, Oakland, week 6.
The Chiefs are facing a big third and long early in the game with three wide receivers and a tight end split out wide. They're leading the defense to think they're going to pass the ball downfield, but Alex is going screen all the way. Facing man coverages, these receivers are going to simply clear their defenders completely out of the picture. Jamal is then able to slip past the pass rush and follow a wall of blockers to an easy third down conversion.
A well-executed screen of 25 yards.
That's a perfect match of a great play design, perfectly utilizing a great player. Another example came in week 4 against the Giants. Facing third and goal from the 2, a touchdown would put the Chiefs up 3 scores, effectively putting the game away. Before the play begins, Dexter McCluster motions across the formation, faking a reverse and pulling a corner to the opposite side of the play. Meanwhile, Dwayne Bowe and Sean McGrath will run routes into the flat, taking 2 more defenders that way. The pre-snap motion confuses the defense and they forget all about Jamal underneath.
And sprint out action, wide open, touchdown, Jamal Charles!
Touchdown, game over, and they really made it look easy.
Kendall, that was an impressive play at the time. It was almost like every week, Andy Reid and Doug Peterson were thinking of new ways of using Jamal. Wheel routes, screen plays, and then out of the pistol formation with zone reads with Alex Smith. He became a matchup nightmare.
Mitch, he was a matchup nightmare, and oftentimes you saw him lining up at wide receiver, and not just as a decoy, as we'll see here, week 1, Jacksonville.
The Chiefs are deep in Jacksonville territory early in the game. On second down, Jamal motions to the outside to a receiver's position. They have a fairly basic route tree here, with Dwayne running a curl in the slot, Donnie running an out, and Fasano running a drag underneath. But the key here is Jamal. As he motions outside, a linebacker follows him out into the flat. That tells Alex that he's got man coverage against the linebacker. A huge mismatch. As the play starts, you can see Alex looks that way from the start. The throw is on target, and Jamal grabs it for a big gain, setting up the Chiefs' first touchdown of the season.
That's a wide receiver's route, and Mitch, he ran that about as well as you can run it.
Very impressive. And what's exciting, Kendall, is you know Andy Reid right now is thinking of another 200 ways to use Jamal Charles this season.